get started. So today is the 20th, I think, of September 2017. Bless you, Becca. Lesson number 33 called Hands Interlaced. As usual, we have done this lesson before, but you know I always teach things differently. So, hey, did you guys notice my sweatshirt?
Yes.
From the concert with Mia.
So who is that?
Bruno! I know, I flew her to Las Vegas for her birthday to see him. It was our second time. I would highly recommend you go see him. Because of all the people, and I mean, my daughter being going on 20 here, for her to say this, but he is just a first-class performer. I mean, just first-class, you know? I mean, just none of this stripping down, taking clothes off. Like, I mean, I just love, he's like from the 60s, you know? Like, he's got his horn section, and just the way they dance, you know? They're all like in rhythm on stage, and, you know, they just have one outfit. They wear clean outfits. They're not, you know, nothing's risque. They're just classy. But the dancing is just amazing in itself. How, like, in complete sync that the whole, I think he's got five guys, so there's six of them or seven of them. Anyway, so it was worth.
How do you spell the last name? M-A-R-R?
M-A-R-S. Bruno Mars. M-A-R-S. M-A-R-S. Yeah. Yeah, and what was nice is it was at the Monte Carlo, so it was like, I think 600, 800, under 1,000 people. So it was a very small venue. And just very much more intimate instead of being in a stadium. Anyways, now, I mean, just first, they're just first class, you know? Just, I don't know. You know, none of that like gigolo and acting like you're having sex on the stage. I mean, it just, they're just totally, you know, I'm just thinking back in the 60s, that's how they used to perform, you know? Anyways. Okay, so lying on your backs, legs long, arms by your side, start to bring some awareness to yourself and noticing the four dots, the four points that we've put behind the shoulder blades and buttocks, and then connecting the dots to make your rectangle. And inside the rectangle is your core. And then outside the rectangle, we've been working with and identifying and sensing the sockets, the four sockets, right? So today we're going to work with both the shoulder sockets as well as the hip joint sockets. And I think you guys are all getting a clear imagery about the ball in the socket, right? Those four points. So Becca, this is kind of what we've been working on, so you'll kind of catch up to speed. So, yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, so, and then in the middle of your two shoulder sockets is your cervical spine, your neck, and really observing how your neck feels today. And then slowly and gently rolling your head a little bit to the left and right. Just observing how it is to roll it to each side. The quality. That's it. Okay, so then from here, let's start with bending our knees. Bringing our feet to standing, and we're going to just start with what we've been doing these last couple weeks, of tilting your pelvis so that you go from 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock. So remember, if a clock was on the ceiling, I put 12 o'clock at your lower back, the area that's right behind your belly button, and 6 o'clock is at your tailbone when you arch the back. Right? And there's no lifting. It's a rolling movement. And so when you roll, you do create an arch or you do create flattening. And just feeling how that feels today. Excellent. Come to the center and then explore a little bit 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock. So again, I place 3 o'clock on your right side. So think of that sinking into the floor as the left side lifts up. Remember that your legs do not move, right? So this is moving the sockets, which is your pelvis, around the hip joints. And then you bring 9 o'clock, the left side closer to the floor, and lift up the right side. Excellent. Come back to the center. And then let's just do a couple clocks. Let's do 2 going to the right and maybe 2 going to the left. Again, take your time just exploring. So you would go 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and back to 12. And remember, the circle or the clock does not need to be large. So some of you start making a pretty big clock, and then it's very difficult to keep your legs quiet. So make the clock a little smaller. And make sure you're breathing. I think some of you are holding your breath. Beautiful. And then you change the direction. And then let's take a little rest. So go ahead and straighten your legs and rest. Yeah, so it's pretty it's beautiful out outside, but it's blowy. Ugh. Okay, so come back up with your legs bent, and then this time what you're going to do, and we did a little bit of this again last week, is bring your right ankle to rest on the left knee thigh area. So it opens up the hip joint, right on the right side. There you go. And now your right hand is going to come underneath your head, and your left hand is going to reach down to get a hold of underneath. From underneath, you're going to grab the sole of the right foot. Okay? Not on top, but underneath. So you turn the sole of the foot towards your face. Right? And that helps the right knee open up. Okay. This is when your core is going to get engaged. So think about the core, the front side of you, and you're going to start to lift your leg and your head at the same time. And I have this visualization as if they would touch somewhere above you. It's just a thought. It doesn't happen, but you just think it. So it's not like folding to crunch. You're not doing a sit-up. Just think of something above you hanging that you're folding, like if you were a child in your crib. So you lift the foot a little bit, you lift the head, and they're meeting somewhere above you. So your right foot, you use the left hand to pull the right foot up a little bit. Think about letting that right knee open up. Good job. And then you go back down. So you do this on the exhale, and you feel your core. Now, what's so important about this is that you need to engage your core to stay out of your neck. So those of you that have neck issues, it's because you don't know how to engage your core. So make sure you pause, you exhale, engage your core, and then lift your head. Excellent. And let's pause for a moment. Let go of the right foot. Bring your hands down your legs. Okay, now for a moment, I'd like you to imagine the next movement. You're going to come to the exact same position. It's a little more challenging. So you're going to lift your head. You're going to lift the leg while your core is engaged. And thinking of your head and your foot, you're going to make circles. And this circle's more in your back now, your core. So you're only going to be able to do a couple and then come back to rest. So go ahead and bend your knees. Right ankle on left knee, reach down with the left hand, come underneath the right foot. Right hand is behind your head. Remember, your elbow folds towards the ceiling to support your head. On your exhale, lift both, and then think of making a circle with your whole back.
I don't get it.
Lift, there. So lift your foot, you guys. Foot. Heads up, and then, yeah. Can we lift this up more?
So is this sort of like the same circle we did with the clock?
Yes. Oh. I just said that. Okay. You're somewhere else. There you go.
I just didn't get...
It's the same clock, but you move the clock up into your back. Okay, and pause and rest. That's hard, huh? Rest. Okay, let's try the other side. So we're going to bend your knees. You're going to start by bringing your left ankle on your right knee. Left hand behind your head. Reach down with the right hand under the foot. And the first movement is lifting your head and lengthening your leg. So again, some of you aren't raising your foot up towards the ceiling as you lift your head. So you really involve your core. And then you fold back down. Nice back. That's it. There you guys go. Much better, right? So what's important about this is that you're engaging the lower core towards the pubic bone and the upper core under the ribs. That's it, Marley. Much better. Now let's try holding them in the air to make your clock or circle on your back. Excellent. And let's let it go and rest. Okay, so from here, go ahead and bend both of your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And now you're going to interlace both of your hands and bring them by behind your head. And for now, they're just going to rest there. So you can let your elbows be open on the floor. And your head is just going to rest in the back of your hands. And now we're going to start with the right leg. And you're now going to bring the right leg up towards the ceiling. Okay, so think of your right foot facing the ceiling. It is absolutely fine to have your right knee soft and slightly bent. Okay, it's not about having a straight leg. You're going to keep that left leg standing to stabilize you. Okay, and you're now going to start to make a circle with your right foot. So think of your right foot. So now you're making a circle inside the right hip joint. And again, it doesn't have to be a big circle. And then can you change the direction? Good. Bring your leg down to pause and rest for a moment. Keep your hands behind your head. So now this next time, you're going to add in the lifting of your head, and you're just going to suspend holding your head in the air, which means you involve the core, and you're going to start the circles again. So you bring the right leg up again. Remember, your left leg is always bent. Okay? Lift your head on the exhale. Feel your core. Keep your head up and begin the circles just with the right leg now. And if at any time you start to feel your neck or your throat, it means you lost your core and you pause and rest. And then you can come back to it. Change the direction of the circle. And again, not too big of a circle. Excellent. Nice job. Beautiful. Okay, let it all go. Bring your arms down, lengthen your legs, and rest. Okay, we're going to try the other leg now. We're going to start with interlacing your hands in the non-habitual way. Bring them behind your head and let the elbows open up because the head's going to rest this first go around. Bend both legs. Keep the right one standing and bring the left to the ceiling. Soften the knee and start to make your circles. Remember, make the knee bent a little bit. And small circle, not to be in a hurry. Do a few clockwise and then a few counterclockwise. Beautiful. Just bring that leg down to stand, to pause for a moment. Having in your mind and your thought that the next movement, you're going to actually lift the head. So you'll engage your core. Your elbows will be slightly folded towards the ceiling. And with your head remaining lifted, the left leg is up, and you make your circle. So go ahead and lift your head. Leg is up. Bend your knee. There you go. And again, so you don't make the circle with your head. You make the circle with your leg. You're just holding the leg, or sorry, holding your head in the air. So that engages your core the whole time. Back, try to soften your neck a little bit, your chin. There, yeah. Doesn't have to be all the way here, but just find a place where you should be able to roll your head in between your hands, move your chin a little bit up and down. So sometimes I look around and there's this real tense place that you're at with your chin. And then I know your neck is involved. Change the direction of the circle if you haven't. Okay, and rest it. It's a lot of work. Oh, rest your arms and legs. You know what's so funny about my sweatshirt? You know, the clothes get bigger and bigger. Pretty soon it's going to be a nightgown for me. It almost is right now, right? This is a small.
Dryer.
It's like Huh?
The sleeves are
so... I know. It's like I'm swimming in it, but I love it. It's nice and warm for the cold day. I don't like anything tight on me anyways. Okay. Please bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Interlace your hands in the regular position behind your head. Bring your right ankle to your left knee again. Okay, and really think about that right knee, you know, being open and then the sole of the foot towards your face. So it means the right lower leg is parallel to your face, right? We all got that? Parallel, right? You don't want this here. Okay. I know, you want to do that. This is parallel okay. to your arms, right? Okay, so.
It's like that arches my back more, is that?
And we don't want it to arch your back. Oh. Yeah, so you want to keep your back flat.
Sorry, my left.
Ooh. Yeah, so, yeah, this is a toughy one. Okay, so find the best neutral for you. So if the knee needs to be a little closer to your right armpit, I get it. Don't let the left side of your pelvis torque up. Okay, because what you're going to do is using your hands, elbows are folded, you're going to lift your head and you're going to lift both legs. So both legs come up, you fold and back again. And you fold on the exhale. So again, imagine you're in your crib and you have a wonderful little gizmo above you. What are those called? Mobile! And you're looking at it. Okay, Beck, soften that throat. You somehow stick your chin forward. Your chin reaches instead of your arms supporting your head. Better, better. Right, so really take your time. There is no rush with these movements. So you first exhale, you engage the core so that your head floats up and your legs float up. And you got that cute little mobile, whatever, mobile. A butterfly, a giraffe. I really didn't like when they came out with the color things. Remember that? These black and white, it was Mia's era. You know, it was like, I'll make it fun. Have a giraffe. There you go. Okay. And let's rest again. Yeah, I find it so interesting, all these things that they come out with, right? Every generation. And then they fade away. You know, it was also that time of like, have your child listen to Mozart music and they're going to be smart. And that has nothing to do with it. Sorry. It's just everybody's little brain just develops differently. At different phases, right? Okay, so let's come back to that same position. Let's bend your knees, right ankle on left. Interlace the hands behind your head. Okay? That's it. And let's do it just a couple more times. Folding, unfolding, engage the core. Oh, that looks better this time. And then we're going to add on to this. Nice. Much better. That's it. Okay, now pause. Just keep your hands behind your head. Keep the left leg up, but now bring the right leg back up to the ceiling. So having the right leg, Karen, right leg. Right leg to the ceiling. You're going to do the same movement. So you're going to fold, you're going to bring the left leg up and lift your head. So let the left foot come up again too. And then you put it back down. There you go. Excellent. Beautiful. Okay, and let's rest again. Okay, let's bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And now you're going to interlace your hands in the non-habitual way behind your head. And your left ankle goes on your right knee. So we're going to change the legs, right? And again, try not to compromise the pelvis too much. If that knee needs to be a little bit more towards the left armpit, I get it. And now you're going to, on the exhale, fold the elbows, lift the legs, lift your head. Thinking of folding towards something hanging above you. That's it. Excellent. Now from here, can you lengthen your left leg to the ceiling and fold, letting the right foot still come away so everything folds again? Beautiful. Much better. Make sure you're breathing as you pause. Don't hold your breath the whole time. Excellent. Let it go and let's rest again on your back. Okay, so let's go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, interlace your hands in the non-habitual way behind your head. Remember, the elbows eventually will fold. Right now the elbows can be open. You're going to leave your head down. Okay, and now you're going to lift both legs to the ceiling. Okay, knees soft. Okay, now in this position, you're going to start using both legs. You're going to make circles, small circles, right? So start to go clockwise. Engage your core. That's it. Now change the direction of the circles. Okay, pause, bring your feet to standing. So the next time, so you can have this visualization and this thought, the next time we do this, you are going to lift your head. So it means that the elbows fold forward. You're going to suspend your head in the air. That means your core is engaged the whole time to make the circle. So first bring the legs up. Knees are soft. Feet are towards the ceiling. Right? And then fold the elbows. On the exhale, engage the core. Lift your head. Keep it up. And then make one or two circles clockwise, one or two circles counterclockwise, changing whenever you want. And then when you're done, let it all go and rest. Good, Bonnie. And bring your arms down, legs down, and rest. Whew! Okay, so now we're going to weave in a little bit of last week. If you remember, we did the turning of your legs, the soles of your feet, actually the edges of your feet out, the soles of your feet in to draw your knees up. So start to do that movement with your both knees. So turn the legs out, right? Roll the outer edges out, and then straighten them again. So just remind yourself of this movement. So really think outer edges of the feet, inner edges come together, draw the feet up, and then lengthen. And then the next time you draw the feet up, keep them there. Interlace your hands behind your head. And in this position, you're going to lift the legs and lift your head as if they're going to meet somewhere above you. So think of the feet coming up, I know, up and back down. Whew, it's getting harder. Beautiful. And now this next time, see if you can keep your feet like this just a little longer. Keep your head down and just bring the legs up. And think about flattening the lower back and keeping it flat when the feet come back down. Resist the urge to create a big arch in your lower back. Right? Resist it. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. Let it go and rest. Okay, so from here, we're going to introduce the opposite direction, which we haven't done yet. So you're going to start by bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing, and you can do a little wider stance. That's it. Okay? And let's start just with the right leg. So keeping the left leg positioned, so the left leg does not move, you're going to tilt the right knee inward to touch the left. So right, we're working with the hip sockets and the joint. So this is moving the joint and then bring it back up. So you just tilt it inward, keeping the pelvis still, keeping the left leg still. Go slow. So you really can visualize moving just the right leg Just the right, not the left.
Is it okay to have this lift up?
No. Right? Because then what does that mean? Means you're not moving in the socket. Means you're moving the whole socket instead of the joint. So you want to keep the pelvis relatively quiet and feel inside the socket. Okay? Let's keep the right leg quiet and do the same movement with the left. And this is like a really important movement, not to be rushed. I mean, this really tells you a lot about yourself, right? If it's really hard to tilt just the ball inside the socket. So do just the amount you can do without the pelvis, which is the socket, moving. Get some clarity about what space is available in there. Excellent. Pause for a moment. Maybe make the feet, for a few of you, just a tad wider. And now very gently tilt both knees in to meet each other in the center. And that'll keep the pelvis quiet. But some of you might want to arch the pelvis. So let's keep the lower back flat in neutral. Tilt the knees in and bring them back. So don't have too wide of feet. So I don't want you so that you lose the whole foot. Scoot them a little, yeah, right? So you roll to the inside edge, but the outside edge is still present. No lifting the out edge. So Marlene, scoot your feet maybe a little closer. So you keep the whole foot in contact, but you just, that's it, roll. Okay, so from here, this is fun. You're gonna bring the knees together and pause, and then you're gonna slide the feet out to make a circle, so the feet go out, away from each other. 3 and 9, and then down to 6. And when they come together, you open the knees and drag the soles of the feet up to 12. Then bring the knees up, touch them, take the feet out to 3 and 9, circle down to 6, bend the knees out. It's like swimming. And then you bring the knees up, fan the feet. So now you're taking the hip joints inside the sockets through the full motion. Okay? So really pay attention to this. It's really cool. You're making a full circle inside each socket. Beautiful. Now you're going to reverse. So bring it, everybody pause right now. Let's say the soles of your feet together and knees are open. So the opposite way would be to move the legs straight, fan them out, pulling the knees in, take the feet around, and then bring them up. It'll feel a little quirky, then open the knees, take the feet away from you, down to 6. Take the feet out to bring the knees together. Knees stay glued together, feet wide. Bring the feet together and then knees open up. And then make sure you're breathing. And now see if you can change the direction one more time. and let's let it rest. Forgot how to swim. Okay, so one more time, let's bend the knees. You'll first bring the right ankle onto the left foot. That's it. You're going to reach down with the left hand, come under the sole. You're going to bring your right hand behind your head. We're going to go back to this earlier movement. You're going to see how much easier it is to lengthen the leg, lift your head all the way up to the ceiling. So you really fold on the front side, yeah. And lengthen the leg. See, oh my gosh, so much better. And do it again. On the exhale, lift, lengthen. Some of you, your nose is coming very close to that right knee and right leg, which is excellent. Right, so you're lengthening towards the ceiling, folding the back, engaging the core. And do it one more time. And then rest. Okay, let's try the other side. So let's bend your knees. Left ankle, first of all, on the right knee. Reach down, come underneath the foot. Left hand behind the head, right? Elbow towards the ceiling. On the exhale, engage your core, lengthening that left leg, lifting your head. And then coming back. Always doing it on the exhale to involve your core. Nothing's happening in your neck or your throat. Beautiful. Okay, do it one more time, and then we'll let that go and have you rest.
I got my nose in my
knee. Okay, and let it go, rest. And then one last time, let's have you come back to having your knees bent. Have your heels lined up with your sit bones. Slowly introduce 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock, right? Just observing and noticing from doing all this core work how smooth it is now. So just 12 and 6, how you're cervical spine is connected and it grows tall. That's it. And then very gently beginning to introduce to yourself a circle. So come up to flattening the lower back, starting at 12, going to the right. So the right side presses down at 3, circling around down to 6, over to 9. And what you're looking for is, again, the quality. Not that the circle is larger. In fact, it's really important to keep this pelvic clock circle pretty small. But that there's a quality of smoothness now and ease that wasn't there at the beginning. And just again, notice how much easier it is for you to keep your legs quiet. And then find the moment when you want to reverse the direction, doing a counterclockwise circle. Remember, it's a rolling movement. So some of you start getting into a lift. And the best, I'm trying so hard to describe this, but when you're rolling, the quality's very smooth. And the lifting of one side just occurs. More because you're bringing the other side down. Focus on the side that's going down so that it really becomes a roll. Because when you start to lift, it's a whole different movement. Beautiful. Okay, bring that to a close, lengthen your legs and rest. And as you're resting there now, noticing your four dots, your four lines in your rectangle, and then the shoulder sockets, the pelvic sockets, and how the arms and legs are now resting, how the back of your head is resting on the floor, your breath and your breathing now. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, again to observe the quality. That's it. Excellent. And then taking your time, you'll roll to a side, come to sitting. And then come to standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.